Hi, this is Bill Satterly, along with my partner Kent Lindquist. We'll be bringing you 2 full hours of mainstream jazz. So sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself. I'm going to kick off the show tonight with a CD entitled Double or Nothing, and features Connie Condoli and Lee Morgan in different groups. They don't play together in the same songs. I'm going to play something with Lee Morgan. The tune is entitled Blues After Dark. It's a Benny Golson composition. Features Lee Morgan on trumpet, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, Red Mitchell bass, and Charlie Persip drums. Blues After Dark.
Thank you.
see how you could be feeling blue after hearing Blues After Dark. It was Howard Rumsey presented a CD Double or Nothing featuring, for this particular cut, Lee Morgan on trumpet.
I tell you, that's a great way to start the show, Bill. I'm going to do all compositions by that great modern trumpet player, one of the pioneers of modern trumpet, Miles Davis. Now, Miles started out with the Charlie Parker Quintet as a very young man when he was about 20, 21, worked for them for a couple years, 45, 46. He was part of the birth of the cool movement with Jerry Mulligan, Gil Evans, Lee Konitz. Then he formed a quintet that you'll hear on this show quite often. Bill and I both play him a lot. It was comprised of Red Garland on piano, Phil Joe Jones on drums, Paul Chambers on bass, John Coltrane on tenor. And then he formed his second great quintet with Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Tony Williams on drums, and Wayne Shorter on tenor sax. We're going to do these various compositions that were written by Miles Davis. We're going to kick it off with the Oscar Peterson Quartet, Oscar, of course, on piano, Joe Pass on guitar, doing a Miles Davis composition called Veered Blues. nice, easy, swinging version of a Miles Davis composition called Veered Blues from his Pavel album, If You Could See Me Now. Some wonderful guitar there by Joe Pass. Neil Ostrid Pedersen on bass, Martin Drew on drums.
I want to play a trio sound of Vince Guaraldi, and I think most of you would recognize that name. As he does things for Peanuts and probably Dollars too, but I know he isn't just working for Peanuts. This particular sound is from the Charlie Brown CD. It's called Oh Good Grief. Vince on piano, is Money Budwig on bass, and Colin Bailey on drums. This was a CD entitled Vince Guaraldi's Greatest Hits with 14 tunes. About half of them have a Charlie Brown theme. In this particular CD, when it was issued, it was from one called A Boy Named Charlie Brown.
Continue now with my salute to Miles Davis, compositions written by Miles Davis. And we're going to do something now by pianist Phineas Newborn out of Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, this is a Miles Davis composition. It's become kind of a modern jazz classic. Everybody plays it one time or another. It's called Four, and it's from a contemporary album called The Great Jazz Piano of Phineas Newborn. Phineas on piano, of course, backed up by Sam Jones on bass and Lewis Hayes on drums. Thank you. Tempo version of Miles Davis's composition 4, done by pianist Phineas Newborn, backed up by Sam Jones on bass and Louis Hayes on drums, from Phineas's contemporary album, The Great Jazz Piano of Phineas Newborn.
I always try to have a vocalist on some portion of the show, and I'm going to feature Etta Jones tonight. The CD I'm going to play is a Telarc CD, and it is a Ray Brown one that says some of my best friends are singers, and he did a whole series, Best Friends Are Trumpet Players, Trombone Players, etc. And this particular CD features Dee Dee Bridgewater, Etta Jones, Nancy King, Diana Krall, Kevin Mahoney, and Marlena Shaw. So he's with his trio playing a tune entitled Poor Butterfly.
Blossoms waiting, poor butterfly, she loved him so. The minutes turn into hours, the hours turn into years, and as she sighs through her tears, she murmurs low, the moon and I know that he me by and by. But if he don't come back, I'll never sigh or cry. I just must die. Oh, butterfly.
Jones with the Ray Brown Trio, and I forgot to mention that Ray was on bass, Jeff Keyser piano, and Gregory Hutchinson on drums.
Next Miles composition I'm going to do is Solar, and a rather clever title because it's based on the chord changes of How High the Moon. If you listen kind of carefully in the background, you'll hear the How High the Moon chord changes. This is with trumpet man Chet Baker from his Riverside album, Chet Baker in New York. We've got Philly Joe Jones on drums, Paul Chambers on bass, Al Haig on piano. Let's listen to Solar.
Thank you.
was the cool trumpet sound of Chet Baker. In fact, Chet Baker kind of emulated Miles Davis at that time. By that time, I mean about 1958. It was Chet's Riverside album called Chet Baker in New York, doing Miles Davis's composition, Solar. You also heard some fine piano work there by Al Haig.
I'm going to play a longer cut than I usually play. It's going to be about 12 minutes. It's an Art Farmer tune entitled The Happy Blues, featuring Gene Ammons on tenor, Art Farmer on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto, Duke Jordan piano, Addison Farmer bass, and Art Taylor drums. Let's listen to The Happy Blues.
Thank you.
This is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterley, and we hope you've enjoyed the sound so far. We're going to close out the show with one more track. We'll be back after the news at the top of the hour, so please stick around for another fine hour of modern mainstream jazz. We're going to close out the hour with another Miles Davis composition called So What. Of course, that was from his classic album, Kinda Blue, which was one of the all-time great sellers of jazz LPs and CDs. This is Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Shelly Mann on drums, from their contemporary album Exploring the Scenes, the Pole Winners. They were all pole winners of their respective instruments. Let's listen to them do Miles Davis's So What.